of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Moho, constantly, tatpara, in relation with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Karnapura, the creation of the year. Gunavidhanena, discussing transcendental qualities. Visrambhamanaya, by increasing Krishna consciousness. Bhaktya, by devotion. He, certainly, asangaha, uncontaminated. Sat asati, the material world. Anatmani, opposed to spiritual understanding. Shat, should be. Nirgune, in transcendence. Brahmani, in the Supreme Lord. Cha, and. Anjasa, easily. Ratihe, attraction. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ear of devotees by rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities. One can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me responsibly. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees by rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities. One can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. This verse is specially mentioned to substantiate the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. A devotee does not like to hear anything other than subject dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, as advised by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we increase in attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, a devotee who actually wants to make progress in devotional service and go back to Godhead must lose interest in sense enjoyment. And associating with persons who are after money and sense gratification, this is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanamukhasya param param jigamishara bhavasagarasya sandarshanam vishayinam athajositam cha hahanta hanta visa bhakshanta piya sadhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 11.8. The word Brahmani used in this verse is commented upon by the impersonalist or professional reciter of Bhagavatam, who are mainly advocate of the caste system of demoniac birthright. They say that Brahmani means the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot conclude this with reference to the context of the word bhaktya and gunabhidhanena. According to the impersonalist, there are no transcendental qualities in the impersonal Brahman. Therefore, we should understand that Brahmani means in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as admitted by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, wherever the word Brahma is used, it must refer to Krishna, not to the impersonal Brahman. Effulgence. Brahmeti paramatmeti Bhagavan iti sabdyate. Bhagavatam 1-11. Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan can all be taken in total as Brahman. But when there is reference to the word bhakti or remembrance of the transcendental qualities, this indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the impersonal Brahman. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Saksurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Sopadanti Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yutam Kadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavansam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Tam Thivam Sadvaitam Savadatam Parijana Saitam Chitna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitansam हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय मंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य वच पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो This is a very, like a powerful verse. It's explaining about devotional service, which we'll see in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Adya Antya Madhya Hari Sarvatra Gyata. Wherever you read, wherever you take, everywhere devotional service is explaining. And his explaining is so important, devotional service. Like, you see, why in the Srimad Bhagavatam is so important for Kali Yuga, especially. Especially for the Kali Yuga, it's so important. That without Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no way of deliverance. But in the Bhagavatam, we see from beginning to end, wherever you see, it explains about devotional service. Like we know that for the Kali Yuga, like Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, to chant that holy name, we need help of Srimad Bhagavatam. Also, another way we see, Srimad Bhagavatam explains about the glories of Lord, which is also Kirtan. Like Namakirtan, also that is also Namakirtan, Bhagavatam. So without the help of Srimad Bhagavatam, there's no way we'll develop the love or devotion for chanting the holy name. That's why it's said Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That's explained the first Acharya's instructions. Every day we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam. So gradually we increase that love or devotion for the holy name. Because after all, the ultimate is chanting of holy name. When we chanting the holy name without any offense, that means a pure holy name, we can chant, that's the ultimate. So to reach that, to get that destiny of chanting holy name purely, in the pure state of mind, we have to read Srimad Bhagavatam every day with the association of devotees. So that is here explaining. Again, this verse also explaining about, like, the devotees should gradually increase the culture of devotional service. So, this is there. Like another verse, Satam Prasangan Mamavirja Sambhido Bhavanti Hritkarna Rasayana Katha. So this Bhagavatam is not just like a story or some any mundane things. It gives pleasure to Hrit Karna Rasayana. Like that give pleasure to our heart and also Karna. No? Through Karna we'll hear that and it'll give pleasure in the heart. Like our heart is connected to the ear. No? So through ear we listen this, then it gives pleasure. Mamavijja sambhido. Bhavanti hritkar narasayana katha. Tad josanat apavarga vartmani. Sradha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. So sradha, Rati Bhakti. So we'll get step by step. By hearing this with the devotees, step by step we'll get this our attachment towards holy name. So here we see, like, why we say, like, yesterday Mukundamanda Prabhu explained nicely about the devotional service, why it's so important, devotional service. Today I'll give another point. Why for this Kali Yuga, devotional service is the ultimate and important subject for the deliverance of the jiva. See, in other yugas, there is some other processes are there, which is not devotional service directly. After that process, when they purify through the process, still they have to do the devotional service to get the love of Godhead. See, love of Godhead, no way other you can do any other processes without devotional service. It's not possible. So even somebody in Satya Yuga, they do dhyan. So after doing the dhyan, when they purify, still they have to go through the devotional service. Otherwise, it's not possible. That this holy name, we say, Golokar Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. Still in Golok Vrindavan, the Harinam Sankirtan is going on. So the Harinam Sankirtan is still going on. And Veda Bole Jatta Mukta Mahajan Parabhyam Karesada Hari Sankirtan. Parabhyam means spiritual sky. So Veda Bole Jatta Mukta Mahajan. Those are already liberated souls. They always chant holy name in spiritual sky. So the spiritual sky also, this Harinam Sankirtan is going on constantly without any interruption. So that means here in Kali Yuga, no other process is valid. That means no other process has the potency to give deliverance to the Kali Yuga jiva. That's why, and another point is, the holy name is non-different from Krishna, but other process is not Krishna. Other process is just the process, sadhya. Then sadhan, they will get Krishna. But here in Kali Yuga, the sadhya and sadhan both are same. Like the ripe mango and green mango and the ripe mango. In the same way, but the mango is mango, but now is after certain time, it will be ripe mango. So that way, Krishna come himself, that way the conversation was going on with Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Mahaprabhu asked one day, he came to Haridas Thakur, said, Haridas, please tell me how these Kali Yuga jivas will be delivered. What is the process? How they can? They are in suffering so much. How they will be delivered? Please tell me. Please tell me. So Haridas Thakur said, Prabhu, you know everything. Why are you asking me? But by your mercy, by your inspiration, by your prompting, I'll say as you direct me. So then he's explaining about the importance of holy name. And then that's the, we say, Harinam Chintamani. That conversation is called Harinam Chintamani. So then Haridas Thakur is explaining that in Kali Yuga, the jivas are so degraded, they are not, they are not able to do any other kind of austerity penances, other kind of processes. They cannot do that with this body, mind and intelligence. And another way is that other processes are also not so much potent, not has the so much potent to deliver Kali Yuga. So both the ways no. Both the sides no. This side also no, that side also no. So, but Krishna has to do something, no? That is Krishna's promise, no? Every yuga, there is a yuga dharma. So that's why he made himself the yuga dharma. Like, when himself means Krishna. Krishna Nam is himself. He made himself as the Yuga Dharma in Kali Yuga. So he said, Yuga Dharma, there is no other Yuga Dharma can deliver. So that's the, to chant that holy name constantly without any offenses, that is the real devotional service. And after that, with the devotional service, then when we get the relationship, personal relationship with Krishna, that develop personal relationship, then we engage in different kinds of services to the Lord. Simultaneously, parallelly also, holy name is going on, should go on, with the devotional service. That is headed by Radharani, still is going on, that Harinam Sankirtan. So here, we see there is devotional service. When we are in the material world, so devotional service is like, normally we have like how many kinds of devotional service? It's explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, like totally 64 limbs, but mainly we take them as like ninefold of devotional service we follow. They call Navada Bhakti. What is that? Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Dasyam, Vandanam, Sakshyam, then Vasya, no, those are the Atmanivedanam. So this nine devotional service, so some people, and we see in our history or in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, few personalities, they follow only one each. And then few personalities, some person they follow few, then some person follow all even, no? We have the examples. Like we say, what is this verse? Sri Vishnu Savane Parikshit. So Parikshit Maharaj got perfection through hearing. Avadat Vyasati Kirtane. Sukadev Goswami, Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadev, he got perfection through Kirtan, by saying Krishna Katha. No? By hearing Krishna Katha, then Vyasaki, by saying Krishna Katha, by telling Krishna Katha, Kirtan. Prahlada Smarane Tad. Then Prahlad Maharaj, by remembering Krishna, he got perfection. Tad Angri Bhajane Lakshmi. So Lakshmi Devi, she got perfection through doing the messaging, the Krishna Lord of Seva. Huh? That's the messaging, the Pada Sevan. Yeah. Pruthu Pujane. So Pruthu Maharaj got the perfection by worshipping Supreme Lord. No? When he arrived, he worshipped very luxuriously, no? Very lavishly. Pujane. Akrurasto Abhivadane. So Akrura, he got Abhivadana means Bandana. Yes, Bandana. Abhivadane. Kapipatir Dasye Tatha. So Kapipatir Hanuman, he got the perfection by serving Supreme Lord Ramachandra, Sri Ramachandra. Then Tatha Sakshe Arjuna. So Arjuna got perfection by having the friendship relationship with Krishna. Perfection got. Sarva Swatma Nivedane. Sarva Swatma Nivedane Balir. So Bali Maharaj, by giving everything to Krishna, Atmanivedan, he got perfection. So these are the the examples we have. Then we get a few examples. Another one example, great example, we know Ambarish Maharaj, who followed everything. Ambarish Maharaj, he followed everything probably. Huh? All kinds of devotional service. He followed Savai mana Krishna padaravinda vancha sivaikuntha gunanubarnane karau harir mandira marjanadisu srutim chakara achyuta satkatha dvaye. Savai mana Krishna padaravinda, he put his mind, he settled his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then Banchasi Vaikuntha Gunanubarnane. So he used his speech, Vaikuntha Gunanubarnane, to glorify Vaikuntha, glorify Narayan, glorify Narayana's devotees, no? Vaikuntha. Then, Karau Harer Mandira Marjanadisu. He used his kara, means heart, and means hand, for doing the marjan of the temple. He did that. Karau Harer Mandira Marjanadisu. Srutim chakara achyuta satkathadvaye. Srutim. Hearing. He heard about chakara achyuta satkathadvaye. The glorification of achyuta. He used his ear for glorification of achyuta to hearing this. Achyuta satkathadvaye. Then, mukundalingalaya darsane darsau tadbhrutya gatra sparse anga sangamam ghanam cha tatpada sarojo saurabhe srimat tulasya rasanam tadarpite. Then mukunda lingalaya darsane darsau. So he went to see by his vision, he used for to see mukunda lingalaya, to see mukunda, Lord Mukunda and his temple. Mukunda lingalaya darsane darsau tadbhrutya gatra sparse anga sangamam. So he used his touch sense, the touch sense, where? Tadbhrutya gatra sparse anga sangamam. So he used his to embrace his devotees, Krishna's devotees, and he used his hand or palm to touch the lotus feet of devotees. So that way he engaged that senses at this service. Then ghranam chatatpad asaroja saurabhe. The ghranam means, it's called the smell. To smell, he used the tatpada saroja saurabhe. The offered lotus feet, the flower or any tulsi leaf, he used to smell that. Saroja saurabhe. Srimat tulasya rasanam tadarpite. He used his taste to eat the taste, the tulasi leaf offered to Krishna. And also prasadam, you can say. Prasadam.
Padau hare kshetra padanu sparsane shiro hrishikesa padabhivandane kamam chadasyena tu kama kamyaya yatha uttama shlokyo janasraya ratihi.
So padau hare kshetra padanu sparsane. So he used his feet to travel to the dham, Haridham. Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, wherever, Haridham, where is Krishna established? Where pure devotee established Krishna? That is Dham. Even somebody comes to Juhu temple here, Radharajveri temple, this is also Dham, because it is established by the pure devotee. So, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, you know? Wherever Tirthi is there, they make this holy place. It's not that you have to go to some other place. If the place is here, this is also the most same potency as the Vrindavan also. That's why it's Rasa Bihari. Where the Rasa Bihari can stay? Only in Vrindavan. Where is the Rasasthali, you know? Without Rasasthali, how the Rasabihari, you know? So this is also Dham. So whoever comes to visit this place, this also, Padau Hare Kshetra Padanu Sparsane. So this statement is also established here. Shira Hrishikesa Padabhi Bandane. So head he used to paying obeisances to the Supreme Lord. Or to the devotees also, you could say. Padam Hrishikesa Padabhivandane. Siro Hrishikesa Padabhivandane. Kamam cha dasye natu kama kamyaya jatha uttama sloka janasraya ratihi. All his desire he used to fulfill Krishna's senses. To fulfill Krishna's desire. That is, he doesn't have his own desire. That's why is all are symptoms of prema, not kama. Like, kama. What is the karma? If we try to satisfy our own senses, it's called karma. If we try to satisfy Krishna's senses, it's convert to prema. Same work, same external appearance of the work, but it convert into the just to the prema, karma to prema. So that way, another say, Prem Bhakti Chandrika also Narottam Das Thakur is saying,
kama Krishna karma apane. Krodho bhakta dveshi jane, lobho sadhu sange hari katha, moho ishta labha vine, mada krishna guna gane, nijukti kari vajatha tatha.
Jai Shri Radha Sivari ki, Jai Shri Gornitai ki, Jai Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji ki, Jai. So, kama krishna karmapane. The same thing, kamam chudasya natu kama kamyaya. So, Amrish Maharaj is using. Narottam Das Thakur also confirming here. He is acharya. He is confirming what happened in Bhagavatam. What happened in the previous lilas. The acharyas confirm with their statement. So, confirming. Kama krishna karmapane. What is krishna karmapane means? What is krishna's desire? For the krishna. For krishna's pleasure. That is krishna karmapane. Kama krishna karmapane. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. So that yesterday also class, Magdhamadha Prabhu was explaining, krodha, how to use the anger, no? Not for us, not for myself, for if somebody is offending any devotee or offending Lord, then we can use the anger there. So example is Hanuman, no? He did that. Krodha bhakta dveshi jane. Lobha sadhu sange harikatha. So that greed is greed is like the kind of a weapon of Maya, who is like, is a big wall, like normally in computer we say firewalls, no? So not to get the virus in. So it's like a big wall, it's like an inconvenience, it's very difficult to cross that grid. So, lobha sadhu sange harikatha. So that grid, if you can convert to harikatha, to listen harikatha with the devotees, then lobha sadhu sange harikatha, then it is in the proper place. And moho ishta labhavine, that moho we have. What is the moha means? Illusion, and also that another word. What is called moha? Like we have moha. Moha means attachment also, another word. Okay, I don't remember also. That Brahmabhutta Pasanat Manosachati no Kangchati, no, that is there. So that moha, we have the moha, like what moha we have what for? Moha for so many things, no? We have here in material sky. We have moha for like different objects, huh? But moha ishta labhavina, who is our ishta? Krishna, no? So if we use that moha for ishta labhavina, moha ishta labhavina, then it is in proper place. Moha ishta labhavina. Then Mada Krishna Guna Gane. Mada means mad, huh? Mad. Mada means mad. Like mad for Mada Krishna Guna Gane. So one should be mad by glorifying Krishna, not mad for anything else. So normally in material world we mad for so many things. But that madness has to convert to glorify Krishna. So then it will in perfect place. So Kama Krishna Karma Pane, Krodha Bhakta Dvesi Jane, Lobha Sadhu Sanghe Harikatha. Moha ishta labhavine, Mada Krishna guna gane, nijukti kariva jatha tatha. So we have to establish, we have to put all these things, the bad qualities we have in our heart, we have to put them in perfect place. Then we'll be perfectly situated. Yesterday I was watching a clip of Srila Prabhupada preaching in Los Angeles. He was saying the same thing, like he's saying, unless one get rid of the basic qualities of jiva, which is greed and lust, from the consciousness. Unless we get rid of that from our consciousness, there is no spiritual life. He's saying straight. He said there is no spiritual life if our consciousness is dominated by greed and lust. So first thing, we have to take this greed and lust. So where we'll put this greed and lust? We have to convert this way. Then our spiritual life will begin. So then again it comes to spiritual life is our, for this Kali Yuga, chanting of holy name. Come back to again, holy name. Like, say, out of this ninefold devotional service, also we have to see, like, for this Kali Yuga, how Krishna, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu designed the best thing for Kali Yuga. That's how we said, this Kali Yuga is even more merciful than any other yugas, you say. No, in other yugas, like in Kali Yuga, Krishna himself personally took interest to deliver the jivas. Like other yugas, he sent somebody or he say, hey, put a process. Okay, you follow the process, the latter I will meet you. And when you will be qualified, I will meet you. But in this Kali Yuga, Krishna, no, there will be no Kali. Nobody will get the qualification. That's why he came himself and put his own interest and giving the best. What is that best?
Bhajanera madhye sreshtha nava vidha bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare moha sakti.
So bhajanera madhye sreshtha nava vidha bhakti, that ninefold, out of all the devotion, this ninefold devotional service is the best. So bhajanera madhye sreshtha nava vidha bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare moha sakti. It gives Krishna and he also gives Krishna prem, love of Godhead. If anybody follows anyone, then Mahaprabhu again saying next,
tar madhye sarva sreshtha nama sankirtana niraparadhe nama laile paya prema dhana.
So out of those ninefold devotional service, tar madhye sarva sreshtha, the best, sarvasreshtha means the best out of this ninefold devotional service. Tar madhya sarvasreshtha, nama sankirtan. Niraparadhe nama laile, paya premadhan. So one, he follows and chant this holy name without any offense, then premadhan he is going to get. Krishna, prema, Krishna bhakti janma mula, hai sadhu sang. No? So how we'll get this? Then this is the best thing Mahaprabhu instructed. Then how we'll achieve that Krishna bhakti or devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how we'll achieve that? We need that sadhu sangha. Again come back to sadhu sangha. So Krishna bhakti janma mula hoy sadhu sangha. So see, Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher. So Krishna came here and spoke Bhagavad Gita, which is the philosophy he spoke, the absolute truth he spoke, and for the jiva. Then when he went back to his abode, he thought, see, I spoke the Bhagavad Gita, but people doesn't have the how they will follow it. So that's why I have to come back again to teach them. That's why he came as a practical teacher to how to follow the Bhagavad Gita, how to read Bhagavatam to teach us. That's why he is giving all these instructions. So here we see again Sadhu Sangha comes back. What is that? Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hai Sadhu Sangha. So Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula, the birthplace of Krishna Bhakti is Sadhu Sangha. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, what he is doing? He's confirming and he's Madhuja Kadambini that first Sadhu Sangha, no? Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, all these Madhuja Kadambini, if you read, you'll find. So he's explaining one by one. And that verse I read from the beginning that Shraddha Ratir Bhaktir Anukramishati, Satam Prasangan Mamavirja Sambhido. Bhavanti Hitkarna Sayana Katha. That's also Sadhu Sangha. In Sadhu Sangha, if we will glorify Krishna or we hear Krishna, then it will. Then we will step by step, we will get the love of Godhead. Slowly, slowly. So these are the thing is Prabhupada also explaining here. And another thing explaining, another part of his purport here explaining what to avoid. Like if you have some medicine we take, no? Like some disease we have to like some do and some not to do, no? Some like we should not do. What did they say? Don't do that, don't. Yeah, we have some do's and don'ts. So not like we'll, because we are in material world. So we are in disease condition. So we have to do's and don't do's. So here Prabhupada is mentioning last part of the his purport, one verse is there, saying what not to do. So like one, I'll tell one story about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell always. There was a landlord in Bengal, and he had a son. And but beginning of the childhood, he developed a bad quality. You know what the bad quality? To hookah. Hookah, what did you say? Huh? Like the marijuana? Marijuana? Or ganja? Ganges? What is that? Ganja? Chilam. Chilam. There another big one is called hookah, they say. I don't know. Big one, the long one, pipe, long pipe. He developed that bad qualities from beginning on the childhood. So after that, what happened? Say, so this is bad, bad for health anyhow, no? It's a, normally it's intoxication anyhow, and also it's bad for health. So after a certain time, he got the disease. So many people came, many vaidyas came, many doctors came, but nothing happened. And after that, some one vaidya came, Ayurvedic renounced, doctor came. He said, one thing if you do, then it will give you some relief and also maybe you will be cured also. There is a chance you will be cured fully. He said, you have to drink as much as milk, pure milk, nice pure milk, no like any mixed milk. Pure milk, if you drink cow's milk, pure cow's milk is like amrita, is like the nectar. So if you drink that, then you will be released from this disease. Then again, immediately he became happy that, well, I have to drink nice milk, no? Became so happy, he said, yeah, I'll drink milk. Then the doctor said, but you have to give up this hookah. So you have to give up the hookah, otherwise it won't have any effect. So then he became a little sad, he said, no, I cannot give up hookah. So anyhow other, he was drinking milk one time and also using this hookah. So after some time, he didn't get any result. Because the vaidya, the doctor, he said already, one, you won't get any effect if we'll do both of them. You have to give up this. So that's the Bhakti Siddhanta, by saying this story, he say, so when we see this Kali Hata Jiva, affected by this Kali Yuga, and suffering like so much pain, so much suffering, by seeing this sadhu vaidya, the doctor, sadhu doctor, he come forward and say, give some medicine. Take this holy name. Chant this holy name. After some time, you will be cured. Then you will get your desire. You will get the love of Godhead. They give that. But the Kali Yuga people, the jiva, what they do? They say, first they become very happy. Oh, I have to do also some dharma. People will know that I am doing some dharma. Like people will say, oh, he is also doing some dharma. Like people nowadays wants, no? Wants to be religious. Okay. Like I'm going to some religious ceremony. people would know that, so I get some fame, you know. So that's the kind of, now is the kind of standard of the, in the society they develop. To even to doing some religious activity is like a fame, not for doing anything else. The fame is in the covering that idea. So the people become happy. Okay, I have to go to the temple. I have to do some service. This and that. It's good. But simultaneously, the sadhu vaidya, the doctor, sadhu guru, they say, oh, you have to give up this four. You have to follow these four regulative principles. You have to give up illicit sex. You have to give up intoxication. You have to give up gambling. So forth. You have to give up meat eating. Then they become sudden suck. Oh, we have to do that. Like the same thing happened in the beginning of the ISKCON when Prabhupada started. Prabhupada first chant, only chant. So they went for 2-3 months. Then one day they saw a notice on the notice board. ISKCON say, oh, who are initiated devotees, they have to follow this all. I said, what? We didn't know this. We just came here for happening. There is a word called happening. So that happening means in that time in America, the world called happening means, okay, let's go to the happening. So they were like the going together, something will happen. They don't know what is going to happen. The Manidhi Maharaj used to speak that. So I'm just quoting this. They used to go for the happenings. Happening means anything will happen there. They'll just go and gather there and enjoy. That's the happening. Okay, that's why ISKCON for them, beginning, it was like, okay, let's go to happening. Something happening there, no? Just go there. So they came here, but after some day, but Prabhupada is there, no? The sadhu vaidya, huh? So Prabhupada know how to do this. He will put forward all this beginning. But first day, he gave them prasad, nice prasad, attract them. Then, okay, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, definitely Hare Krishna Mahamantra has the potency. Give the soul little relief, no? From this thing. Then after some day, he put on the notice board, the initiated devotees have to follow this thing. Yeah, we didn't know that. When we came here, nobody told us to do that. So that was the thing. So, but to get the chief result, to get the real result from this holy name, we have to give up that. Don't do. So we have to follow that don't do. So Prabhupada is mentioning this verse here. And this verse was spoken with the interaction between Sarva Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One time Sarva Bhattacharya came and asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that King Pratapa Rudra wants to meet you. So please give him darshan. Then Mahaprabhu, Sarva Bhattacharya asked Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu said, first he asked, okay, can I ask you one question? I have a request. Mahaprabhu said, okay, tell me if it is okay, then I will follow. If it is not okay, I won't follow, Mahaprabhu said. So this verse Mahaprabhu spoke. So when Sarva Bhattacharya asked this thing, he said, Sarva Bhama, how come you ask me this question? I'm a sannyasi, I'm a virakta sannyasi. How can I meet a king who is always engaged with politics, always engaged with women, always engaged with all these material activities? How can I meet? Then he recited this verse. Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam khasya param param jigamishara bhavasagarasya sandarshanam visainam atajositamcha hahanta hantavisya bhakshanta piya sadhu. He spoke this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So meaning of this verse, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanam khasya. So those wants to do this niskinchana bhajan and this Bhagavad Bhajana Mukhasya, I'll read the translation I got. Prabhupada didn't mention the translation here. Yeah. Mahaprabhu said, greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvama Bhattacharya, alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialistic engaged in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested in is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. So he is saying, hahanta hanta visavakshanta piya sadhu. Saying, what do you say? It's like whoever wants to cross this material ocean, if really they want to cross this material ocean, then for them, this param param jigamishra bhavasagarasya, whoever wants to cross this material ocean completely, sandar sanam visainam atha jositamcha. So for them to see a visai, or who engaged with this vishaya simultaneously with the women, then for them is drinking the poison willingly, like ichha, apne ichha, no? Khud, matlab, to drink the poison willingly, like I'll drink poison myself, no? It's like atmahatya, it's like the suicide, no? So for them it's like that, Mahaprabhu explained. So Mahaprabhu, we can see like how strict he is. So this here we can see like this thing in our society also. So to normally like we want to meet big peoples, we want to meet rich people, we want to meet famous peoples. Why? Why we want always that? Nobody wants to meet a person who is in the street. Nobody wants to. Why we want that? Because we want some benefit from them, our personal benefit. Because we know that they are gratifying their senses. So if we attach to them, then we'll get some benefit. We'll get some chance to gratify our senses. That tendency is there. That's why we want to always meet people like that. But Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever wants to cross this ocean, material ocean, they have to give up this tendency. Okay, in ISKCON, sometimes we meet big people. Two sides is here. You have to balance it. It's very critical. If somebody won't balance, the leg will slip and fall into the completely, no? So you see, like when you go to a rich people, the consciousness, so we have to be that pure, that advanced. We only goal is to use the rich people or to use the person, is a celebrity or we use a famous person to engage in Krishna service. We have to. That's the only motive should be there. That should not be any other motive. If any other motive, then fall down is sure. So we have to. Our leg will slip immediately. Because when we'll go there, that we'll see all the sense gratification objects. No. What the verse in Bhagavad Gita? When we see the sense gratifying objects, then dhayata visham pusa. So when you see, that is there, no? Because when you go to that kind of places, the mind will attract. Okay, now is the enjoyment object. Let's enjoy now. So that's when we forget Krishna, no? When we forget Krishna. The time of enjoyment, we completely forget Krishna. That probably everybody experience, no? Any jiva probably experience. When we have some enjoyment, we completely forget Krishna. But after sometimes, when that enjoyment finishes, oh, what I did? That we think always, no? What I did? Oh, I should never have done this, no? Who said like that? Only those people come to Krishna consciousness. Only those people on the track, they see, oh, I am out of track now, no? But those people outside already, they don't know anything. They are merged into the thing, like pigs, no? Pigs already merged into the thing, so they have no idea about what is what. But for us now, sometimes sense gratification is going on, no? We completely forget Krishna, Krishna's name and supreme, anything. But after some time, when we realize, oh, what I did, I should not have done this, no? So what, then how we will remember Krishna all the time? Like sometimes enjoyment time we forget, but when there is no enjoyment, we remember Krishna. So we have to make something that in the enjoyment time, that means when we have good situation, normally we have to give up enjoyment, but when there is some bad situation and good situation, normally bad situation we always remember Krishna, that is there. But in the good situation we forget Krishna. But in good situation also we have to remember Krishna. Then 24 hours we are with Krishna. So in good situation what we have to do? We have to also remember Krishna that way, oh Krishna. The main thing, we don't want actually good and bad anything here, no? We want Krishna's bhakti, completely merge into Krishna's service. But when we have good, like some materially, we got some material stuffs. That is because of our good karma, sometimes somebody will get good material stuffs, like some whatever material things you get. But that time also we have to teach our mind, instruct our mind. Okay, now you have to ask Krishna, oh Krishna, why are you giving this thing to me? Why you want to cheat me? These are the kind of cheating for Krishna, no? Krishna cheat. When Krishna wants to cheat you, it will give you dharma artha karma, dharma artha kama. But when Krishna wants to be merciful, he will give his own devotional service. That's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is stated. So we want Krishna cheating. So immediately we have to train our mind, oh Krishna is cheating you now. So immediately ask Krishna, oh Krishna, what are you doing? Don't cheat me, please. You have to ask Krishna, please don't cheat me. please give me your devotional service. So immediately we have to train our mind all the time. Then we'll be in good situation. Like Prabhupada mentioned, to start devotional service even, one has to be situated perfectly. What is that perfectly situated means? That perfectly situated. Under perfectly situated condition only one can think Krishna. One can do the devotional service. And that perfectly situation only will come the level of nistha. You know one level called nistha? Sradha, sadhusang, bhajan kriya, anartha nibriti. Then nistha comes. That nistha is the basic level of pure devotional service. So one has to do the pure devotional service. The nistha is the basic level. Before that, it's not the pure devotional service. It's mixed with something else, something here and there. The pure devotional service starts on the point of nistha only. So when one will get nistha, nistha means always he'll remember Krishna. Something happens, nistha means the gross anarthas already finished. Only the subtle, some subtle anarthas is there. It will go away after some time when the ruchi will come. So we have to train our mind. Because mind is so naughty, you know. Always wants this sense gratification thing, you know. So that way, we see like, we have to train this, like our Gurudev, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami Maharaj, he used to say, this mind is a very good servant. If we make him servant, he's a very good servant. He say, it will tell mind, okay, do that, do this. It will do very nicely. It will obey us completely. But when we give this mind chance, give this mind a chance to be master, then he's a very bad master. So when mind is a master, he's a very bad. Because when he will just drag us, no? Wherever, anywhere, no? Go there, go do this, do that. But when he's servant, he's very good. So we have to make the mind servant, not the master. But now mind is master. So we have to make this mind as a servant. Then our perfect situation, like Prabhupada who had wanted for any ISKCON devotees, the perfect situation will come. So these are some things. Already the time is there probably. So there is something to say, but I'll say some other time. So I'll stop here. Anybody has any questions, please, you can ask. Or any comments on this? Otherwise, I can ask some questions. Okay, Jai Srimad Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Te Gaura Premanande. Actually, I wanted to glorify Nityananda Prabhu a little bit, but time is not there. Nityananda Prabhu is coming, so I thought I should glorify Nityananda Prabhu a little bit.